Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Foundation Friday, November 17th, 2017. Steve Cypress here with my rhino up there on the wall behind me. And the rhino of the day today is this little very light wooden bobblehead rhino. His head is bobbling. Doesn't bobble a lot, but it bobbles. Whoa, bobble to the side. Oh, bobble to the top. Okay, very cool. So today, opportunity cost. Crazy day here. Opportunities coming out of the woodwork like they always do to a true entrepreneur. So hopefully that's you. I often make the distinction between a business owner, pretty much self-employed, doing one thing. Just the biggest goal is I hope I get enough calls to go out and do work today and get paid and make my money and run my one business. But an entrepreneur is involved in multiple businesses, multiple projects, always looking at opportunities. And the key is you got to say no to a lot more than you say yes. And for entrepreneurs, that can be difficult. One thing you got to consider that I see too many people not considering is what's called opportunity cost. I mean, pure dictionary definition means, for opportunity cost, it means the cost that I open it up here in another monitor. So the loss of potential gain from other alternatives when one alternative is chosen. Alternate definition is a benefit that a person could have received but gave up to take another course of action. Okay, so opportunity cost means not the monetary cost and not the cost of time of doing something and not the cost of any resources involved or any people you put on it or anything like that. The opportunity cost means doing one thing gives up the opportunity to do something else. Make sense? I mean, we can only personally do one thing at a time. Of course, entrepreneurs, getting things done through people, we can do multiple things, but still, we've got to know how to say no. We base that on opportunity cost. So something sounds great, but wait a minute. If I'm going to spend the time and the energy and the just even putting some thought into this, and especially, as we all know, getting something going in the early going is where a lot of the time and money and energy is all put into something, like that means I'm going to take the focus of something else I'm doing to do that instead. That's the opportunity cost. So things come my way like crazy all the time. Everybody, let's talk about this. Let's partner in that. Let's figure out this. And I got a new thing and this is the greatest, whatever. And my entrepreneur opportunity minded brain just wants to say, wow, that sounds great. But then I got to rein myself in. So that's today's Foundation Friday tip. The good news and the bad news is you're your own boss. So boss yourself, manage yourself, rein yourself in when you go all your brain gets all scattered with all kinds of opportunities that all sound great, and maybe they all are great. But every time you take one on means there's something else you're not thinking about or putting focus on or putting energy into instead. So too many entrepreneurs, too many people in all walks of life don't think about opportunity cost. So it's not just someone says, but this costs very little money or this will take very little resources. Yes, but it's an opportunity cost on top of that. I could be doing something different. I could be investing that time, that money, the resources, or that relationship capital. A lot of times I've got to build a team. I got to get other people involved. And, if I'm telling everybody I know that every single idea I ever get is the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm going to waste and lose my relationship capital pretty quickly. So as an entrepreneur, especially when you're dealing with other people, which hopefully are, you can't get a lot done just yourself, you got to think about opportunity cost. How many times am I going to the well and going to this person and saying, here's something I really think you ought to work on. It's fantastic. You ought to get involved in. Or, we need some investment of time, energy, resources, and I'm coming at them every day or every week with something new. Absolutely crazy. So weigh the opportunity cost when you're weighing all the other costs of anything it is you're looking to get involved in. And that includes even if you have one business and you're looking on to take on another line of business. Think of the opportunity cost. To put the manpower and the time and energy towards that, you're taking it away from the main core focus of your business. Okay, opportunity cost foundational tip today. Nathan, thanks for being here. Nathan says hello. Hello back. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns. If you haven't watched on the replay, by all means, put them in the comments, and I always reply when appropriate. If someone just says, you know, way to go or hello or something, I don't reply. Any questions or comments that are germane to the topic, I will always reply. Or you can tweet me at Steve Cypress on Twitter or shoot me a message here on Facebook or Steve at Steve Cypress. Send me an email. You know, any way you want to get a hold of me. I am not always available to have all kinds of conversations because there's an opportunity cost involved. See what I did there? Okay. Hey, thanks for the like. So thanks for being here on Financial Friday. I'll be back tomorrow on Success Story Saturday, and I hope you will join me then. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.